All you need to do right now is just listen to this voice for a while. There is not much else that you really need to do. It's just that simple. Perhaps concentrate a little on the words. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in a nice, comfortable, safe trance. I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it, and it's simply a matter of taking you someplace your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where you're willing to drift off and to listen to one voice telling you something and make you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's very easy to just relax and listen. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in a trance. You will notice as you start to slip under that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body simply doesn't want to move that much, that all you really want to do is to listen to what I'm saying, and that what I'm telling you to do, that's all I'm trying to do. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind is drifting from what's going on, you still find yourself listening. Even if you try to resist, you'll still find these things happening anyways. It's almost unconscious that your subconscious is working on you. You may already know that your body is becoming more and more relaxed just by listening to my voice. It gets a little harder for your arms and legs to move, harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to what I have to say, that's all you're doing. Often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. There doesn't seem to be any way to get around this. It's simply what your mind is doing, trying to slip into a nice, deep trance state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable thing. Despite your intentions, despite what you may want, part of you is relaxing a little bit more. You may notice a complete lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, and you may have even thoughts about not continuing to listen, but you've already accepted this by listening to this file, that this is what your mind wants, to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do now. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but to listen to my voice. You can't seem to stop doing this because you can't seem to stop yourself from listening. Part of you must already be in a trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper, and find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. As you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen. And by listening, you are going slowly, deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you are doing is listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. You focus only on my voice. You are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. As you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more. With every word, you are finding that the surroundings around you are becoming less and less important. As my voice carries you and carries you to a nice, safe, deep trance, you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is just so easy to keep listening, to slip deeper and deeper into a trance. With each and every word, it doesn't seem to be something you can't stop. If you wanted to, you could have just simply stopped listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, that you want to be in a nice, deep, safe trance. As you feel your body slowly slipping away, listening to only my words, you begin finding yourself going slightly deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on what I'm saying, shoving the world out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice, nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed. As your body drifts further and further until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, going deeper until you find that you're totally focused on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. When you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper and deeper into my words. It's almost as if you cannot escape them, and they keep pulling you harder and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, for which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. Feel my voice carrying you down, now shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice and only concentrating on it, only focusing on my voice, only aware of my voice, sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice. As the world slips away until there is only my words you are hearing. 5. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my voice. As you slip away, my words are becoming more and more important to you. 4. You listen as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say to you. So very, very deep and relaxed now, and just listening to my voice. 3. More and more deeply relaxed. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, to obey each and every last of them, obeying them totally. Only one voice, only my words. 2. Very, very deep, listening only to my voice. No pains, totally and completely relaxed. You simply automatically do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you. 1. Now you are simply so very, very deep and totally focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice, listening to what I have to say. So deep and so obedient, so completely relaxed. From now on, you will have lucid dreams for the rest of your life. All of your dreams will be lucid. You will gain more and more control over them. Virtually God within your dream. Your mind will notice when you are dreaming. If a person is different than normal, they're oddly formed or are strangely dressed, or perhaps they're playing a role different than they would normally in your day-to-day life, this might be a dream. if for some reason a person does something unlikely or simply completely impossible, that would be another sign that you're in a dream. If you notice the things around you are strange or that you've never seen in your real life, that is probably a dream. Or if you find yourself in a place that you are likely not to be or have not been recently, chances are you are probably dreaming. If you find yourself doing something that you have recently done, this is also probably a dream. Those are the types of things that tell you that you're dreaming. If your body, your arms, your legs, or your fingers look different, chances are you are in a dream. If you notice people behave differently, chances are you are probably dreaming. You will then begin to take over all of your dreams. They will last as long as they possibly can. Usually a dream lasts about 90 minutes. During the 90 minutes, it will feel to you that an entire day has passed. During that time, you will have complete control of the dream. As soon as you will notice these dream signs, things that happen or things that are odd or that you are behaving oddly or that your surroundings are strange or that you just suddenly appeared someplace, you will become aware that you are dreaming. You will quickly determine that it is a dream beyond a shadow of a doubt. If things are different or look out of place, you will immediately determine that you are dreaming, and as soon as you realize this, you will be able to control them. You will be aware of the fact that you are in a dream. As soon as you recognize one of your dream signs, as soon as you recognize that something is out of place, that something is wrong, something that would not happen in your day-to-day life, you will begin realizing that you're dreaming, and that as soon as you realize that you are dreaming, you will think rationally. You will begin to realize that you are in a dream, and that this is something that you can take complete control of. You will begin thinking like you normally do. You will not continue to go along with the dream. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. They're your dreams. You will be completely calm in charge of them. You will think clearly. You will have total clarity. Your dreams will be very good and very visual, very detailed and realistic. Everything will feel real, will seem real, and will be very colorful, but you will still know that you're in a dream. And when you wake up, you'll feel refreshed and energetic, and you'll remember all the dreams you had during the night. Every little detail, every single dream. Also, since you are dreaming, you will know that you are completely unable to be harmed. You will not be afraid of anything because you will know that you are in a dream. Because you know that you are in a dream, any character that you meet in your dream, they will not be real. They are not real. Therefore, they cannot harm you or be harmed. You can do anything you want to them because it's just a dream and you are in complete control. You don't need to have a conscience here. You don't need to worry about the consequences of the dream. There are no consequences. You are God inside of your dreams. You may do anything you want. You will remain in control of your dreams for as long as you are sleeping. Usually somebody dreams for about 90 minutes. You will quickly realize that you are dreaming. You will quickly take control of your dreams. As soon as you begin to realize you are dreaming, you'll have the irresistible urge to look at your hands, rub them together, and spin around in a circle right on that spot. And as soon as you do that, it will be another sign that you are dreaming, that it is time to begin thinking rationally and to control your dream. You don't need to have any morals because nobody is judging you. These are only dreams and you can do anything, be anything. No one can think anything badly about you because you are in one of your dreams, because you will have complete control over them from the beginning to the end. You will be God and you will know 100% that you are dreaming, and it is your God-given right to control these because you are the God of your dreams. You can do anything you want in your dreams, anything you can think of, you can do. After all, it's your dream and you make them all. You do not have to roleplay through them. If the dream is doing something you don't like, you can simply stop it and change it to something else, because you can shape them in any way you desire. They are your dreams. The operative word is yours, meaning that you control them. You make them and you shape them. You form them all in your mind and make them in whatever it is you desire. You will always notice what happens when you begin to dream. You will always catch the oddly shaped things or the people doing things they wouldn't normally do. Or if you are doing something you wouldn't normally do, all these little signs, all these dream signs will become apparent to you when you're dreaming at night. You will catch on to them faster and faster every single night. You will take control, you will take charge, you will always lucid dream at night. You will live that dream like it is one day of your life. The short time you're dreaming will seem to stretch for an entire day, and you will have complete control of those dreams. You will do or be anything you might possibly want to be, and when you wake up, you will be fresh and awake and alert because you slept a wonderful sleep filled with dreams that you controlled. You will realize whenever you are dreaming, you will know with 100% certainty that this is a dream. Just as soon as you realize it's a dream, you will become aware of your dreams. You will become aware that they are happening, and you will take charge and control them. You will catch them every single night. As soon as they begin to happen, you will become the god of your dreams, the god of every single dream, every single night. You will begin to immediately think logically, rationally. Your thoughts and behavior will be as if you were awake, and you will know that you cannot be harmed, that there are no consequences for your actions. You may do anything you want without feeling bad about it. After all, they're just a dream. There are no consequences for your actions. You are the god of your dreams. And as God, you may do anything that pleases you, especially with your dreams, because this is where you are God, and you will have these dreams each and every night. You will be able to fly. You will be able to transform your body or mind into anything you want during your dreams, because they are your dreams shaped by your mind. You are in charge of them every single time. You control them. This is your special skill. This is what you can do. And as you listen to this file over and over again, you will discover that your dreams become more and more real, that you discover that you're dreaming faster and faster, and that every night you have many lucid dreams that you control. Every single time that you have one of these dreams, you control them more and more fully, and you remember every single detail when you wake up. And now it is time to awaken. On the count of five, feeling refreshed and awake and ready to have your lucid dreams. 1. Waking up more and more. 2. Able to lucid dream every night. 3. Closer and closer to being awake. 4. Slower.